The latest crime stats, if we even believe them, indicate a decrease in serious crimes between July and September this year. This is according to the latest crime stats released by SAPS on Monday. As I say, I don't trust them. Despite the slight decrease, there was a notable increase in crimes against women and children from April to September. Online is Dr. Llewellyn McMaster of the Cape Crime Crisis Coalition. Dr. McMaster, welcome to Newsbeat.
Hello, thanks for having me.
I'm not too sure what to make of these numbers. I no longer trust the crime stats as a journalist to tell you the honest truth, because the sampling and the way that these crimes are reported, I have serious questions about. But to try and see some water in the glass, how do you see it?
Definitely also with mixed feelings. I don't think one can almost, you know, without reserve, just respond and congratulate the police for this state. I was saying earlier that, when you hear the states read it and you hear how it is almost put forward to us as a public, I almost immediately thought about a quote that says there are three kinds of lies, damn lies, and statistics.
Yes.
And I think, you know, mixed feelings, because on the one hand, of course, we all want to see a drop in crime. On the other hand, you know, the lived experience of people on the ground at the moment does not attest to, you know, a reduction in any crime.
Yeah.
In fact, right now on the Cape Flats, you know, people are almost, you know, desperately hoping that things will be better, because what they experience right now, not only the killing of the innocent, but also these mass killings and gang-related violence, just give people a sense that the blood is flowing on the Cape Flats.
No, absolutely. And of course, if one looks at the months that have been tagged, serious crimes between July and September. In the Cape, those are winter months. People don't move around a lot during the winter, so a lot of activities do decrease. And to me, anecdotally, that could explain the drop there. But then the increase in GBV, crimes against women and children, April and September, it's almost the same period when people are confined indoors and when frustrations can run high. It seems as if SAPS is not looking at everything.
No, definitely. And I think, you know, I always say the government likes to use the phrase whole of government, whole of society approach. And in a sense, we subscribe to that. But I am on, you know, I'm convinced that this cannot be, you know, crime and gangsterism and related criminality and violent acts cannot just be a police matter. Of course, from the side of the Cape Crime Coalition, our objective is to mobilize communities, to make communities more involved, to play an active part in crime prevention. But at the moment, I think one gets a sense that in the Western Cape, the police are not in control. They do not have things under control. We are waiting for the police commissioner to give us a much clearer indication that they have a plan, and there's just complete silence from their part. So all the beautiful things that the Minister of Police have said in the last couple of months since he took the office, the priorities, the consultation, and even the agreement with the city and the province, those are good initiatives, and for us it's positive. But we want to see and hear, because the public is not taken into, or community organizations like ourselves are not taken into, you know, confidence to say help us, sit with us. And let us, you know, put our minds together so that we can see the change that everyone is crying out for.
You're pointing out a disconnect that I pick up quite a lot. We interview a number of CPFs and community organizations on this particular show, and they all speak with one voice. I mean, it's a no-brainer that everybody agrees at what the topic and what should be done. So you find a mass of agreement up to a certain point, and then you get to that point and nothing happens. And it seems to me as if the tip of this pyramid, there seems to be some disconnect between civil society and government. It seems to me that government is failing us here spectacularly. They have all these crazy plans and the special conferences they go to, but there's so much talk and so little action, whereas on the ground, everything is happening, but it's not being recognized.
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, I don't know. It seems they are also very selective in terms of who they consult with and who they draw in. Because, I mean, we want to support, but we will remain critical because, again, the lived experience of the people that we represent, speaks of desperation, of hopelessness, loss of trust in the police. And that is the other factor, you know, when you produce these crimes, is it the reality? Because many people have lost confidence, so they're not even reporting these crimes. And they don't have confidence. They're not prepared to expose themselves even to be witnesses in these things because they don't trust the police for their safety. So there's so many factors that should be, put on the table with stats. Stats on its own, as I say, can be interpreted in the way that makes you look good. But on the other hand, we also realize as a crime coalition that there's no quick fixes to our crime problem. I mean, certain of for example, some of these stations have been on the top list for decades now. So where is where do we see very specific, almost like localized interventions? Let's say, for example, Nyanga or wherever, Mitchell's Plain, Philippi, these names come up every time. So what is there that we must do better, working with communities to reduce the crime there? And as I say, it is decades now that certain of these police stations come up in the top list of high crimes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm also wondering aloud like you are. To me, it's beyond belief that we can talk in 2024 and nothing has been done, particularly in the Philippi area, which is high crime intensive. We get a lot of reports from there that, you know, I mean, we hear about like there's a container and there's two constables in a container. Big deal. Mm. It's not going to make any difference. We don't see anything substantive. And then when you go to provincial, they say, no, well, our hands are tied. You know, if you go to Sea Point Police Station right now, you'll find lots of cops behind the counter. That they might even have some vans at work in their yard. But go to Mitchell's Plain or go to Philippi, you won't find any vans. The van's probably on bricks. And there's probably one constable.
Exactly. I saw a community member, I don't know if a community member or a politician, you know, making a video on this Ravensmead also. And there, as you say, you know, and that's the story of police station of, you know, mentioned all these years. CPF sits with the same frustration. There's not enough resources. People are struggling. We want to see, you know, that a significant improvement in terms of the detective services because they are, it's good to have feet on the ground.
Yes.
But matters must be investigated. And that investigation must be so good that it leads to arrest in court, you know, that people will actually be found guilty and sentenced. And then again, it is the whole system, because if criminals can still sort of operate and give commands from from inside prison, then clearly the whole criminal justice system must be looked at. And so one can continue of whole of government approach. We all say, because research has shown over the years that you must look at the root causes of crime also. So the police have a constitutional obligation for the safety of us as citizens. We must do our best, you know, to support them. But we can only support them if they consult with us, if they are open to criticism, understanding that we are the voices of community. Community is fed up. And as you say, we are again in the 16 days now of against gender-based violence. But what has really improved over the years? It's good to have campaigns. But the question remains every time that I do interviews and think about these things, is there enough political will? Is there enough mentioned all these years? CPF sits with the same frustration. There's not enough resources. People are struggling. We want to see, you know, that a significant improvement in terms of the detective services, because they are, it's good to have feet on the ground.
Yes.
But matters must be investigated, and that investigation must be so good that it leads to arrest in court, you know, that people will actually be found guilty and sentenced. And then again, it is the whole system, because if criminals can still sort of operate and give, commands from inside prison, then clearly the whole criminal justice system must be looked at. And so one can continue of whole of government approach. We all say, because research has shown over the years that you must look at the root causes of crime also. So the police have a constitutional obligation for the safety of us as citizens. We must do our best, you know, to support them. But we can only support them if they consult with us, if they are open to criticism, understanding that we are the voices of community. Community is fed up. And as you say, we are again in the 16 days now of against gender-based violence. But what has really improved over the years? It's good to have campaigns. But the question remains every time that I do interviews and think about these things, is there enough political will? Is there enough caring for the lives and the dignity of people in our communities, especially in the Cape Flats and other communities, because it's spreading to rural areas also. Is there enough political will to say we must change the situation? And we have had enough of politicking between the parties. That's why we welcome the signed agreement, but we want to see some concrete action flowing from that, and plans that we have also the opportunity to give input to. Then we can work together, and maybe for our children's sake and grandchildren, we will create the South Africa, the communities that we all long for and dream for and work for.
100%. Let's hope somebody in power listens to us and actually gets off their proverbial backside and expresses some political will to solving our socio-economic ills. Dr. Llewellyn McMaster, Cape Crime Crisis Coalition, thanks for joining us on Newsbeat.